It's time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hugie.
Good afternoon. We welcome you to this edition of Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. We're going to talk about how you get ready to become a cop. We have two of the sergeants from the Marshalltown Police Department joining us today, AJ Akala and Chad Hillers. And before we start anything, gentlemen, I'm just curious, do two sergeants trump a chief?
Absolutely not.
No? You don't think so? Okay, no. I figured I'd ask that to get out of the way, just in case the chief is listening. Hey, we're going to talk about training and tactical with these two gentlemen, but first, Sergeant Akala, I know you released this morning the first return to Coffee with a Cop since the pandemic, coming up in a couple of weeks. Give us an update on the date and where.
Absolutely. It has been a long, going on almost 16 months since we've been able to really reach out and do some community interaction in positive settings like Coffee with a Cop. So we're excited that it's back. We're going to be doing it at Tannen at 125 East Main Street from 5 to 7 p.m. on June 24th. So that's 2 weeks from today.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we're just excited to be able to interact with the public, get back to some sort of sense of normalcy. So that's, I know I'm personally excited for it.
So Coffee with a Cop in the early evening, kind yes. of an unusual approach here.
Well, I work nights, so that's my morning. I'm ready for coffee. So
I'm sure we'll hear more about it. But again, if you want to jot that down, Coffee with a Cop, June 24th, 5 to 7 at Tannen at 125 East Main Street. All right, Sergeant Akala, we're gonna stick with you to begin with. We'll get to Sergeant Hillers here in a second. But when you talk about training, you know, you can't get trained until you get accepted and you pass your exams and all of that. And once you get Correct. To that point, Where do you start with the training?
Yeah, so obviously the first step is when you get hired. And when we hire you, we kind of ship you off. And you go spend 15 weeks at the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy down at Camp Dodge in Johnston. And then when you graduate from that, you come back to the police department, and then we start our on-the-job training, which is called our field training program. It's no different than any other employer. You gotta really learn. The academy doesn't teach you everything you need to learn, and quite frankly, in this business, you're not done learning until the day you retire. So our field training program consists of about 14 weeks. You have three individual steps, and each one of those steps is 4 weeks long. And then you have a two-week job shadow phase where the field training officers that are with you just sit there as an observer in plain clothes just to make sure that everything's good to go. Our steps are designed to start with menial, very simple tasks like, hey, this is how you set up your gun belt appropriately, you know, here's your locker room, you know, just the simple orientation to not just the police department, but the city, and then some of our just operating procedures. And then they build upon that till you get to the end of step three, where you're completing complex tasks, multitasking. It seems like a very short mm-hmm. process when you talk about it's only 3 months long, really. But it feels like a very long time because of how much information that somebody has to learn very quickly and then build upon that. It's not like you can learn how to do this job in just a matter of minutes. It takes a long time.
How important is it between all that training and then the first year of being a police officer? Is that enough to really give somebody a sense of what the job really is all about after you get the training, but then you have to go out and experience it?
Sure. And that's part of that's why the academy doesn't teach you everything, because there is a lot that you can't learn until you're actually mm-hmm. doing it. And that's why field training exists. And quite frankly, if we could, we would make field training longer. We would do more training. But we have a set amount of time. We can't keep somebody in training forever. Mm-hmm. So we got to get people out on the street and doing the job. And quite frankly, the first 5 years that officers are on the department, they are still learning a lot. And then obviously as you go, you're constantly learning new things, and it's constantly evolving as far as the profession. So, but those first 5 years are, you know, it's no different than a child starting in school. Mm-hmm. Their minds are just sponges and they soak it all in. So
let me ask you two basic questions here. They're both, you know, someone comes up to you and says, you know, I'm interested in becoming a cop. When it comes to the training, what's the most enjoyable part about it? Is there something that you thought was just really enjoyable about it?
For me, quite honestly, it's just every day is different. And obviously, there's certain things that we do that are similar, but no situation's mm-hmm. the same. And it's just being able to, like, be out there. This job's unlike anything ever. I absolutely love doing it. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing mm-hmm. it. I like the interaction with the public. Hopefully those are all positive, but obviously we have negative interactions.
Sure.
But those are just enjoyable. There's not a day that goes by that I don't come to work and absolutely enjoy being there. So
if somebody comes up to you with the same question, I'm thinking about being a cop, but instead ask, what's the worst part about going through the training?
I'll tell you what, there is a lot of pressure when you're in training, and I definitely don't miss that, because you're constantly have somebody looking over your shoulder and, you know, telling you, hey, this is what you did wrong and what are you going to fix? And then you've constantly got that on your mind, like, God, did I screw this up? So that I don't miss.
But. Okay. All right, let's switch over to Sergeant Chad Hillers. He's in charge of tactical with the Marshalltown Police Department. What is tactical? Is that just basically the SWAT team, or is it more than that these days?
I'm the team leader for the Marshalltown SWAT team, and so SWAT. I'm just going to give you a brief history on this to begin with. So SWAT in the U.S. started around, you know, mid 1960s. So police departments across the country were starting to face situations that the patrol officers just weren't equipped to handle. So you saw cities start forming these teams that respond to high-risk incidents or incidents where they need special training or equipment to handle those. And, you know, either train or equipment, like your patrol officers just don't, you know, aren't equipped to handle or don't, you know, have. So Marshalltown started its path down this road in 1979. So you got to think back in those days. Law enforcement isn't where it is today as far as equipment and training goes. These days, it's not uncommon to see an officer deployed with a patrol rifle at a critical incident. Back in those days, you know, you just didn't see these types of weapons out there. So the way Marshalltown got started, they started allowing officers to carry bolt-action hunting rifles, basically, back in those days, to allow us to have that capability should we needed back then. You know, officers were carrying revolvers, and, you know, you had access to shotguns, so just having that bolt action rifle was a big improvement as far as equipment goes. Then in 1981, they decided to form what's now called the SWAT team. They had six officers on it. Six officers isn't enough officers on a tactical unit to accomplish a lot of things by today's standards, but that was kind of where the department got its start. Now, they're provided like military surplus body armor and helmets. They were sent to Offutt Air Force Base in Omaha to get some military training as far as building, clearing, and responding to high risk incidents. Then they start training every month in addition to just normal department training. Then 1986, we had swift labor riots, and the department saw that the response to it maybe could have been a little bit better. Again, six officers trying to respond to this just isn't enough. So he expanded mm-hmm. the team to 12 operators at that point in time. So basically, we still try to keep 12 operators on the team as it sits today. We're at 11 right now. 12 is a good number for us to handle most anything we might come up with. And then between 1986 and today, and we study incidents nationwide, and then we just try to keep expanding our capabilities. So.
As your knowledge has increased as far as SWAT training and what you need to do and researching what's going on, are there folks on the other side of the equation, the people who are maybe, you know, criminals or the drug dealers or however you want to do it, Is their knowledge increasing as well as how to combat a SWAT unit?
Maybe not necessarily the SWAT unit, because we'll debrief our incidents and we'll study criminals changing tactics and we'll adapt our tactics to combat what they're doing. But where you see their game get elevated a little bit, you got all these video games and first-person shooter games. So the same tactics that work in those video games are tactics that work in real life. You survive in the video game, you do that in real life, your chances of survival are better too. So you see people start to use those types of tactics, whereas back in the day, just that didn't exist.
So how does an officer get to the point where he becomes eligible I assume there's an application process of some kind that goes along with becoming a member of a SWAT team?
Yes. Yeah, so as long as you're off probation, we'll allow you to test. Officers with more experience tend to test better just because they have that experience to draw from. They've seen a lot of stuff. But once you're off of probation, if we have an opening, we will test. The testing consists of a physical fitness test, a range qualification, and an interview. So our physical fitness test we do every single year for all the operators on the team is basically a 10-step obstacle course that combine all different elements of what we might do on a standard call out. Officers have to do that below a certain time in order to pass.
We've got about a minute and a half, maybe 2 minutes left. How often do you train, and do you have to keep cycling through different scenarios as they come up elsewhere and as what the department experiences?
Yep, so we train 1 to 2 times a month now for 12 hours at a time. So each month, 12 hours of training, and 3 months out of the year, we'll do 2 12-hour training blocks. We train in high-risk arrest warrant service, search warrants, dealing with barricaded subject, hostage rescue, crowd control. So we'll just, each month we'll pick different topics and make sure throughout the year we start hitting on all these things. And we do a lot of scenario-based training.
So roughly, is there an average how many calls that the SWAT team goes out on during a month or a year?
Yeah, we will do about 12 call-outs a year. So we average one a month, but it's not one a month. We might do 3 or 4 in one month and go a few months without a call. So it kind of goes in spurts.
So I'll ask you the same kind of question I asked Sergeant Acula. Somebody comes up to you and says, hey, I'd be interested in being on the SWAT team. What do you enjoy about it? Why do you enjoy it?
I enjoy the extra training and the teamwork and the brotherhood aspect of it. We all get along real well together and work really well together. We hold each other to a high standard, and that's not just on the SWAT team. SWAT's part-time voluntary duties. We all work patrol or detectives or whatever else. So you tend to see those officers be your higher performers throughout the department also.
A lot of training always going on, isn't there? Sergeant Chad Hiller is in charge of tactical, and Sergeant A.J. Acula in charge of training, our guests today here on Central Iowa Today. Don't forget Coffee with a Cop, June 24th, 5 to 7 at Tannen. Gentlemen, thanks so much. Keep safe out there.
Thanks for having us.
And thank you for being with us on Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230, KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.